98.5.
It's ladies' night. I'm down. I'm talking dirty. I am impressing myself.
Stephen Laura's last date update.
This was definitely a disaster. Is it that bad?
Star 98.
All right, here we go. Michelle, we appreciate the email. Let us in on exactly what happened during date one.
Yeah, so you meet Benji, and then he kind of won't get back to you, right?
Okay, hey guys. I'm kind of nervous because, I don't know, the whole situation's so weird. So, like, I met this guy on Tinder, and let's just first say, like, he looked nothing like his picture.
Oh,
I didn't
boy.
Even know it was him in, like, the first 2 minutes when he walked up.
Ugh.
So, yeah, that was so weird. But, you know, whatever. I was willing to overlook that. He was funny. I mean, you know, we had a lot in common, and we were, you know, talking about cool stuff, and I started to like his personality. So we go out, we have a couple drinks, and I live, like, right around the corner from the bar, so he came back to my place, and, you know, we had a little bit of fun, and, I mean,
okay,
it was
wait,
okay.
Wait, like, how much fun?
Like
we might
I'd
need
say
more
like,
details.
Like, third base. Like, third base fun.
Okay.
Like,
all right.
like, that's what happened. And it wasn't, like, fireworks or anything like that, but, so, I still thought we had a good time, and, like, even when he left, he's like, you know, thanks so much. You know, I like you. I mean, like, we both agree. We had fun. But now he's not answering any of my texts. And we went out on Thursday night. And so I don't, like, know what his deal is. But the other thing is, he left his sweatshirt there.
Okay.
And it's a Patagonia sweatshirt. So, like, I know it's not a cheap sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So doesn't he want that back? I don't know.
Okay.
I would.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that brand. I don't
okay.
know. Not
well,
that high end.
What I'm thinking is, it's one of those things where, like, you casually leave something behind so that you have an excuse to be like, oh, I left my sweatshirt there accidentally.
Mm.
And so maybe, I don't know, maybe he's playing hard to get. I think he'll want the sweatshirt back. I see another date on the horizon.
We'll find out. We'll give Benji a call, and we'll come right back in about 10 minutes on Star 98.
Steve and Laura's last date update on Star 98. Star 98.
What happened?
She's not my girl. Did you text her, Danny?
I don't have her number.
You're gonna get it? After all that stuff you did last night, she gonna find you.
I'm gonna be a good friend and pretend like you didn't just say that.
I'm gonna be a good friend and act like I didn't see you check Facebook for a friend request. What are you, a 13-year-old girl?
Steve and Laura's last date update on Star 98.
It is the last date update. We just heard from Michelle, had a date with Benji. Things went very well after the first date. Mm-hmm. And he happened to leave a sweatshirt behind in her house, but now doesn't seem to be returning any calls or text messages, which I think is a little weird. So
let's call Benji.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Benji?
Yeah.
Hey, Benji, it's Steve and Laura from Star 98 with our last date update. We have Michelle on the phone with us. Hey, Michelle, sorry about that, but I guess you'll be able to keep the shirt.
I guess now I have a Patagonia sweatshirt that doesn't fit, but I'll take it. Figures. You know, I was being, like, really generous when I said that we had a fun time making out. No, he was terrible. You know what? His dick was way too small.
So I'm guessing it wasn't that great then.
No. what an a**hole. What a d**k.
Steve and Laura's last date update on Star 98.